95.7 The Hog, Daytona's rock station, your official radio station for Bike Week 2022. Riggs, intern Steve, Josh from SR Parade. Let's hear it for him. Give it up for Josh from SR Parade. Josh.
Yeah.
Why don't you give it up for your special guest today?
Absolutely. I got Billy Grotto from Twisted Tea with me.
Billy! All right. Let's hear for Billy. Welcome,
in the house.
Nice job. Welcome, man.
Yeah. Thanks for having me.
Now, I'm familiar with Twisted Tea, but I didn't know there was that many of Twisted Teas. So we're about to get into a whole palette of colors of Twisted Tea, aren't
we? How many we have?
Strength in numbers.
I like this.
We've got Original, which is the one you'll probably find the most of. It's the one that built the brand. And then we've got Half and Half, which is half tea and half lemonade.
That's my favorite.
All right. We got raspberry. We got peach, which is great. Okay. How can you have a tea without having a peach?
There you go.
We've got the mango, which is a great flavor. And then a new one coming out this year. We've had it in select markets, but we're going wide with it this year, is Twisted Tea Light.
Okay.
I'm excited to try that one.
Okay. What do you want to start with, Josh?
You gotta start with the original, right?
Let's do it.
I mean, it just seems appropriate.
Yeah, gotta start with the OG.
Twisted Tea, which began how? Give us a little quick background on this thing.
It's been a 23-year overnight success.
We started in
1999 when their flavored malt beverages were just kind of hitting the scene, and there were a lot of citrus-based ones, but we looked at each other and said, nobody's got a tea. So we came out with Twisted Tea. And it's just been wonderful ever since, you know. It's just been great. And, I'm not a good salesman, so having a good product is a good thing.
I get it. Yeah. This is one of those beverages, though, that I forget that I love it, and then I have it. I'm like, okay, now I get it. And I feel like I'm being responsible and healthy during it, even though there's, a little alcohol content in it. But it's tea. Come on.
It's tea. It's tea.
Your mom could drink this.
And you almost taste – I taste lemon.
Yeah.
You get like a kick of lemon.
Yep. It's real brew tea. So we brew the tea. You know, it's not made in a flavor factory like perfume or cologne or anything.
Gotcha.
We brew the tea, and then we add a clear malt base to it. And then we season it with a little lemon. And one of the great attributes of Twisted Tea is it's so refreshing, but it's non-carbonated.
Yes.
Which is wonderful.
Thank you.
So you don't get the bloat. You know, you don't get that big bloat that you would get, and it's really it's easy drinking.
This is my very first time having a Twisted Tea.
Really?
No. Where you been?
Come on. Steve.
Oh, hang on.
Wow. It's borderline offensive.
We've created a monster. We better add another shift at the brewery.
Yeah, very good.
We'll wait. There's more. All right, Josh, where do we go next?
Let's go with Half and Half.
Okay.
All right. So, Billy, what I'm fascinated with is, like you said, this is a long-term success, right? Is building Twisted Tea in the brand for Bike Week what it is now. I mean,
how'd that happen?
You don't instantly associate alcoholic tea with bikers, right?
Yeah, right.
So I think what I've heard is you're kind of the reason this was built into what it is.
Well, thank you. I mean, it's always the brand before me. I'd like to say I played a role in it because I got to stay right-sized. You know, I can't say this is, pride comes before the fall.
Your head's already in the room. You blow it up. It doesn't matter. You're good.
Well, when we launched Twisted Tea in Florida in 2010, we had it in the stores and we had it in the bars and restaurants, but nobody had tasted it. So we were doing a lot of sampling. And, barbecue festival, chili cook-off, you name it, we were there sampling. And then we did Daytona Bike Week with SR Parade, and we loved. And then we, snapping our suspenders at the end, patting ourselves on the back. This was great. This was awesome. But we didn't realize how important it was, because the following weeks afterwards, we're getting calls at the brewery. Hey, I tried Twisted Tea in Daytona at Bike Week. Where can I get it in, Lubbock, Texas?
Nice.
Where can I get it in, Peoria?
Yeah.
So we're like, wow, we're onto something. And because Florida has so many motorcycle rallies, we just kind of plugged in. And they're perfect for us, because Twisted Tea is all about day drinking.
Yep.
It's all about outside.
Mm-hmm.
It's all about fun. Mm-hmm. And it's all about, mass domestic beer drinkers.
That lifestyle, man.
Yeah. And, I'd be a fool if I tried to sample Twisted Tea at, say, like a craft beer festival or a wine tasting, because that's not quite our drinker. They might taste it and like it, but they're not going to gravitate towards it the way that, people drink mass domestic.
But even if it's between your beers or whatever else you got going on, that flavor pops, it'll kind of draw you in a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely.
Should we try one more before the break here?
Yeah,
what else
you
got?
What
else we get into?
Do raspberry.
Raspberry.
Mm. So these first four that we're trying today are actually part of a party pack variety. four flavors. Beer math.
Steve.
Three.
There you go.
Boom. Nice.
Three for 12.
Do they call this the Boston Tea Party pack?
Wow.
Ooh. Oh, my God. Can I steal that? Wow. Hang on. Hang on. I'm gonna steal that. Present it to
That's
my
free.
Boss.
That's free.
Yeah.
Yeah, you get intellectual property
hey,
on this.
Speak for yourself.
We actually call the... they come in a 12-pack. They're also available in 24s.
Correct. Okay.
But the 12-pack is a party pack.
Okay.
Because, you know, when you open a Twisted Tea, it's a party.
Of course.
The 24 is that way you could be nice to your friends. Not too nice, but you could share one.
Yeah, you could share. You can share.
Share a couple.
Mm.
Still That's get good. Things done. To, oh, man. This is another one of those times where it's top berry, the raspberry.
Yep.
It's top berry.
Top of the berry chart.
Yep. Subtle, but you still get it.
And that's the one thing we never wanted to do with Twisted Tea was just overwhelm the drinker with too much flavor. It always wanted to have a balance. And, you know, the upfront flavor that you should be tasting is tea.
Absolutely.
And that's what you get. Yeah, 100%.
Yep. Mission accomplished. Did you have was there an evil lab somewhere where these cats are sitting in a garage with tea bags and flavors?
You want to laugh.
Of course, yeah.
It's true. I mean, really? We do a lot of product testing, but the way we brew the tea is we take these 40-pound tea bags and then we steep them.
A 40-pound tea bag?
A 40-pound tea bag.
Holy.
Yeah, that's true. Huh?
Right?
And then, Holy crap. Like I said, we brew the tea first. That's the first thing that we do. So, yeah, that's how it happened.
Man. We should point out that Billy got here today on a... Tell him what you brought in.
Well, it's an 05 Harley Davidson. Well, it was an Ultra Classic, but then we wanted to turn it into a bagger. And because I sell Twisted Tea, and it's the tea bagger.
Oh!
Hello. Rev it up.
Yeah.
Bike week. It's never been more appropriate for bike week.
Nope, never been.
All right, well, we got more flavors to try. Billy's here. Twisted Tea is the order of the day. Josh from SR Products brought us flavors. You get to try some more coming up on the Morning Hog on 95.7 The Hog.